Hello, readers! Welcome back to another episode of the A History of Crows podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about a recent read of mine that I read this August. And I'm talking about the fanfic called Manacled by Senlin Yu, which is a Dramione fanfic and, yeah, Harry Potter fanfic as well. And, this fanfic was one of the best things I've ever read in my entire life. And I don't say this lightly. And I've read over 1,000, actually 1,200 books in my life. So I've read a lot of things, and it still left me speechless, and I will never be the same. And there is a me before reading this fanfic. There is a me after reading this fanfic. Sometimes I think that this fanfic is now the canon event in my life. if you've watched Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, then you know what I'm talking about. And I've wanted to read Manacled for about a year now, but the sheer size of this fic actually made me reluctant to even try to pick it up, because it has over 1,500 pages. Over 1,000 pages. Anything that is over 1,000 pages, you're like, oh my god. And yeah, I was going through a reading slump in August, sadly another reading slump, and I was scrolling through my Kindle and I stumbled upon this file, and I was like, okay, maybe let's just open this and see what it's about, see what it's about. I knew what it was about, but see what the deal with this thing. Let's read the first chapter just to test. And then I was immediately hooked in, you know. The first chapter was all it took, and I read 1,500 pages in 7 days. In the most insane reading experience of this year. I'm gonna say that this was the most insane experience of this year, but also of my life. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was obsessed. I needed to know the answers. For the sheer size of the story, it's an incredible feat that it is such a page turner. And it is, like, novelists who write books like of 400 pages sometimes don't have such page turners and such chokeholds on their readers as this author here has. And the craft on the part of Senlin Yu to make you want to continuously read such an enormous body of work and still be engaged with it, desperately needing to read more, is like insane. So let's backtrack a little bit to some stuff. So this story is an alternate version of the canon where Voldemort actually won the war and Harry Potter died and a totalitarian regime was instated. Basically everyone else died like gruesome, horrible deaths, but Hermione survived. And the war actually lasted for 6 years. And the Dark Lord now is in power. And in an attempt to have like a repopulation effort, which mixes up elements from The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. If you're familiar with The Handmaid's Tale, if you maybe watched the show of Handmaid's Tale, then you're probably gonna get an idea of where we're going with this fic. So the surviving witches will be offered to the pure blood families to serve as surrogates, and they're gonna breed children for them. Yeah. This is the territory that we're going into. And you wouldn't think at first that Harry Potter mixed up with The Handmaid's Tale would make so much sense, and yet it does completely. I don't know, but it works so well. And this is a very dark, very graphic, and very, very heavy story. Like, 100% you should check the trigger warnings. Like, go read the tags. You know, this fic is available on AO3. I downloaded the file onto my Kindle because I would never read 1,500 pages on my notebook, only if I hated my eyes and my neck a lot. But there are tons of trigger warnings. And like I said, if you're familiar with The Handmaid's Tale, then you pretty much know half of these trigger warnings. But it's extremely violent, and oh my god, the angst. I feel like alongside A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara and The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang, this is probably the darkest piece of writing I've ever read in my life. I honestly like don't even know how I even got through it. Like I feel like right upon when I finished it, which now has been what, I think 2 weeks? No, 1 week. a little bit over a week, like 10 days or something. But the moment I finished reading, I felt mangled inside. I felt hurt. I felt broken. But also, I loved it, which made me think that perhaps I'm a bit of a masochist when it comes to reading books. But who isn't? You know, we love books that hurt us. I mean, pieces of media as well, like films and series and books, just general stories that hurt us. They have some appeal. I do have to mention that I'm obsessed with the writing in this one. It's phenomenal. The writing keeps you going even through the darkest parts of this story. And the writing is what makes this a page turner, actually, like impossible to put down once you start. And of course, like we know that the original universe of the story belongs to She Who Must Not Be Named. You don't have to say her name. You know who she is. But the expansion and details given by Sun Lin Yu are phenomenal. I have, like, I'm not the most avid fanfic reader, but I do know that the fandom of Harry Potter is one that produces one of the greatest bodies of work out there, particularly because some of these stories are better than the canon. I think most of these stories are better than the canon for a multitude of reasons, which include poor decisions made by the author in the way that she worked her story, her mediocre writing, which fanfic writers write better than her. But generally, like when concerns, like for example, a story like this one, which is so dark, we get to see a different side of this world that feels underexplored in the original canon body of work. And it feels like it's such a vast universe that we get to see on the fanfics that the original work just barely scraped, you know. Here we have Hermione working as a healer and a potions master, and so there's a lot of healing magic, potions, and dark magic that the author was able to explore, like describe in so many details and incredible, like fascinating descriptions, and you feel like, oh my god, like why isn't the original like this? And it's a thrilling discovery of a world that we are already familiar with. I mean, obviously, this is part of the appeal of reading fan fiction, is like you already are familiar with characters or worlds, but you get to see more, you know? I think this is also one of the most incredible parts of reading fan fiction. And like I said, specifically talking about the universe of Harry Potter, I just feel like since we don't have a lot of things that we should have in the canon, like don't even get me started on Marauders. The fanfic writers did and continue to do everything for us. Obviously, in the case of this fiction, this fic, Manacled, it's a much bleak and darker approach. But I have to say that sometimes my brain is confused that this isn't the canon. Sometimes my brain wants to erase books 6 and 7 and like, okay, what happened then? It was Manacled, okay? We don't talk about this anymore. Let's not talk about this. So the writing is one incredible aspect. A second aspect that I really enjoyed was the characters. There is an insurmountable amount of work on them. And the first part of the work on the characters is the way that the story was told. The first part of, or the first book, if you will, is the present, where Hermione is with memory loss after being imprisoned on a sensory deprivation cell, and her magic has protected memories, she doesn't know what these memories are, but she knows they are important, and the Dark Lord wants to know what memories are those, and so this is a very much a dystopic setting. Like I said, Handmaid's Tale, very bleak, you know, the bad side won the war, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And she is then selected to be the surrogate for the Malfoy family, more specifically Draco, because Draco is an excellent legitimate, and Voldemort wants to know the memories that she has occluded in her mind. And so she... And also, Draco has risen to power, and he is now known as the High Reeve, and he's like the right-hand man for Voldemort. And this first part of the fic is so hopeless. There's so much pain that you're like, how could I even ship Draemion in this scenario? Alas, I'm going to say, you just need to make it through part two. Just need to read the first 25 chapters and everything will be explained. Trust the flashbacks. Yeah, the second part or the second book are the flashbacks that are going to show us the war through Hermione's eyes and are going to show us how things got to this point. And the narrative choice of actually putting the flashbacks in the middle of the story is incredible. Of course, I've read some people saying that after they'd read it for the first time, when they reread, God, I don't think I could reread this as much as I would love to. It's the same thing as A Little Life, which I also loved. And I was like, I'm never going to be able to reread this, ever. I feel that way about Manacled sometimes. As much as I would like to, I don't think I could put myself through this again. Says the girl who gave this a 5-star and a favorite. But putting the flashbacks in the middle, of course you could reread in chronological order, but experiencing the story for the first time and then reading the bleak parts and then getting to the flashbacks, it makes so much sense, and it makes your first contact with the characters to be in such a dark and complicated emotional and psychological and every aspect you could ever be, that you don't even recognize these characters at first, and all makes sense when you reach the flashbacks. And like, the flashbacks are actually like 50% of the story, and boy, they are good. The flashbacks are my favorite part, probably. And like I said, Hermione is a healer, she's a potions student, because we're back in the flashback, so she's not a master potions yet. And her abilities are going to be crucial to aiding the Order of the Phoenix in surviving this war, because all of her friends chose to be like active fighters or quote-unquote soldiers who go to the front lines, if you will. And they experience this war in a different way than Hermione does. And after these flashbacks are done, you know, you are all but destroyed inside, and then we are thrown again back into the present for book three, but now it's after Hermione had her memory recovery. And you keep wondering, like, what is this gonna mean for the rest of the story? Like, this is one of the things that propulsed me to keep reading, because I couldn't imagine how this was going to progress. And I was so consumed, immersed, deeply involved, completely obsessed with reading this. I had wanted to read something that consumed me like this for a while. I just didn't imagine that it was going to be a Draemion fanfic. And I didn't imagine that it was going to be a 1,500-page work. And I didn't imagine that it was going to be one of the most brutal and devastating pieces of fiction that I would ever encounter. It was worth it, though. Like I said, I don't know if I'll ever be able to reread this story, but I'm glad that I at least got to experience it once. I mean, once is enough. I, like, all the stars for this, a favorite for life. Possibly this is gonna be my favorite for the year of 2023. This is, I'm not kidding. It was, like I said, there was a me before reading Manacled, and there's a me after reading Manacled. I have one piece of criticism in regards to this, which are, there are certain moments in the story where there's a bit of repetition, especially in the first part. Some scenes are like, they're constructed the same way. They have the same motives and elements, and it gets a little bit tiring, and especially because it involves a lot of violence and abuse. On the other two parts as well, but the one that struck me the most was the first, and this is really obvious as something which should have been edited out, if it was ever released. Of course it won't, it's a fanfic, and it's not like an after fanfic kind of thing, if you know what I mean. Like, okay, let's just change the names here and publish into the world. It's not that type of fanfic. It's an entire universe that belongs to somebody that has copyright and etc. And plus, it's so violent, I don't even know. I mean, there are all kinds of violent things being published. But I just feel like if this was edited a little bit, then it would be perfect. Like, this doesn't change my rating. It didn't change my reading experience to the point of me lowering my rating or to the point of being something that really bothered me. But like, it's one comment that I have to make. But it's like, it's a type of repetition that makes it tiring to the reader. And like, it doesn't add anything. Like, it adds page numbers, obviously. But you as a reader start to get drained with the same scenes over and over. And like, it feels like a story that is so well written in so many points and so strong in the many things it tries to convey, that this repetition just feels unnecessary. It just feels like it doesn't add layers, it doesn't add more meaning, it's just more brute force. The point would come across the same way if we didn't have the same scene repeated so many times over. But like I said, it wasn't enough to interfere significantly to the point of me changing my rating or changing my views, but it is something that I have of a critic on this. But nevertheless, this is not a fic for everyone. Like, as I mentioned, there's a ton of triggers and it's essentially a war book. And this is probably one of the greatest aspects that the story was able to convey, because I am quite interested in reading books about World War II and also a few of World War I. And I immediately in my head, it was like a click, and then I was like, my head just connected. And I was like, this is such a war book. Like, and for a variety of reasons. For example, Hermione working as a healer means, like I said, that she sees the war in different lenses than her friends, but she's in direct contact with gruesome gore and full-on terrifying things almost on a daily basis, and people dying in front of her, and people dying, she can't do anything to heal them or cure them. And some people try to kind of not give the importance to these type of work and war as it is, for example, with soldiers going to fight in the field. And I feel like the author really like made this point come across in this story. Like, she gave a voice to people who work as medical people in the war and show that they matter, and that they matter a lot, and that the trauma that they go is also huge. And another thing is that this actually relates to Hermione seeing how badly the resistance is being hit, seeing how, you know, the scales are not even when fighting. Because if people are throwing killing curses at you, perhaps you shouldn't just respond in trying to disarm them, you know? Like, it doesn't make you a bad person if you try to fight in equal measure. Like, okay, I'm not saying throw killing curses at everyone, but you could try to use stronger spells than just Expelliarmus, you know? And it actually becomes annoying at a certain point. Annoying in how good it is done, because Harry Potter is always like, oh, we are the light, we are the good guys, we can't go down on the same level as the bad guys, we need to fight with love and the power of friendship. Which, if you've known Harry Potter, you know that this is all the movies and the books are all about this. And if you've grown up with Harry Potter, then you probably realized at some point how silly really is this view. And honestly, what this fic takes upon is just developing this in an incredible way, and showing Hermione seeing the war different from everyone else. And then you can see how this justifies why the resistance lost, why Harry died, because the way that they fought was just completely unrealistic. And probably this was one of my favorite parts of this entire narrative. And I think I thought the same way as Hermione did, and I felt like so irritated that the rest of the Order of the Phoenix was just ignoring everything that she said and treating it like, okay, no, we can't take your advice. You don't know anything. You don't even go into the field. Now, I can't even begin to talk about Hermione and Draco. Like I said, at the beginning, I didn't even know if I was going to ship them because it was so complicated, but eventually I understood. It's in there. Like I said, you get to the flashbacks, you get everything. And it was visceral, amazing, perfect. And like, if I'm honest, in my journey, like, I first watched Harry Potter when I was like, I don't know, 4 years old. I read the books when I was a child, and as I grew up and I reread them and I rewatched the movies, my thoughts were changing constantly about everything. And the critics, I have tons of critics. I do enjoy it, of course, but there's so many things that could have been better. Hence, again, fanfics. But I haven't always been a Draymond shipper, if I'm honest. You know, when I was younger and I started to see Harry Potter through different eyes, probably when I was around like 13, like I never shipped Hermione with Ron, if I have something to say for myself. But I did ship her with Harry sometimes. But then a couple of years ago, actually, like maybe 4 years ago, something like that, five, I started to look at Draco and I started to see something in there. And once it had sunk in me and I finally realized how they made so much sense, plus the whole like enemies to lovers, the angst, all the possibilities that this ship entailed, well, it was done deal, I was sold, and this fic fed me so much of what I was longing for when I thought about these two, and I loved every minute of it. It made me feel all the emotions that a human can feel. I cried, I felt tense, I felt disgusted, I felt fear, I felt love, I felt happiness, I felt elated, I felt depressed. I don't know how you can feel so much reading a single story. Like I said, an intense, probably one of the most intense reading experiences I've ever had. And again, like I said, one of the things that kept propelling me to finish this was trying to think how in the heavens this is going to end. Like, what could be the possible ending for this dark, bleak, and soul-crushing story? And well, the best ending possible. I've already recorded a TikTok video talking about this book. I've already written a review for it. I'm recording this episode now and I feel like I'm never gonna stop talking about Manacle to the day I die. I have pestered all of my friends with this. I've cried about it on the internet. I've looked up fan art. I've looked up other people talking about it to see what they thought and see other people's reactions. Like I said, canon event in my life. I recommend the hell out of this one, if you can manage. You know, if you can manage. Yeah. And like I said, my brain is having a hard time separating this from the original books and having to discern that this isn't what actually happened, because my brain just wants to throw away books 6 and 7. And treat Manacle as new canon. And my brain loves this idea. And perhaps this is the best use of fanfiction, giving us another possibility, giving us another option. Anyways, I love this. And 100%, I think I will be reading other Draymond fanfictions. I have gotten several recommendations, actually, but I don't feel quite ready yet. I feel like I'm still mourning Manacle, that I need to process everything. I'm not ready to jump ship again. But there's so many good ones out there. Like I have seen several others. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be fed for quite a while. Oh God, this is incredible. Anyways, if you've listened this far, hi, thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed this. if you feel like you want to, I would recommend you to read Manifold. You will be transformed after, that's what I can say. Anyway, if you've listened this far, thank you so much. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.